Hello everyone and welcome to my blogcast. This is Downloadable Show number one. This is the very first downloadable show from our blog site, so I hope you enjoy it. I will be making these shows when I have an interview of interest, and for our first show we have Jeremy Haig from the Skylook application. It has been a month since I opened this site and already there has been quite a bit of interest, and WordPress, the content system I'm using, is working out quite well. Most of this attention on the site has been directed at the ScumVM Music Enhancement Project, which I created to hopefully initiate an update in this amazing program to allow external music files for use with such games as Sam the Sorcerer, Inherit the Earth, Beneath a Steel Sky, and others. By taking the original game MIDI files and enhancing them on modern equipment, hopefully everyone can enjoy the game music without needing additional MIDI equipment or emulators. You can find out more about this project and others I am working on by visiting the Content tab on the menu just below the logo. Right, let's get straight to the interview. Hi, this is James Woodcock with Jeremy Haig from the Skylook application, who is here to tell us about the program and its features. Welcome, Jeremy.
Thanks, James. It's good to be on the show.
So basically, what is Skylook?
Skylook is a piece of software which integrates Microsoft Outlook, being the leading Microsoft email client, and Skype, being the leading VoIP software application. And essentially brings the features of both products together into one combined product. So you get the best of the Outlook world and the best of the Skype world in Skylook. And hence their name actually, Skylook, is half of Skype and half of Outlook mashed together.
Of course. So why did you decide on Outlook and Skype in particular? Was it just more convenient to use what's already there?
The true story is I was using both of them. I'm an Outlook guy. I have it open all day long. And over the last 12 months was using Skype more and more. Yeah, we just I initially had the idea that we could develop a pretty cool product, and it sort of went from there.
So you mentioned it works with Outlook, but there's a varying different versions of Outlook. There's a free one which comes with computers, and there's the one you can buy with Office. Is there a difference between what your program's compatible with?
Yeah, there's Outlook. Microsoft have Outlook and Outlook Express, and the good point you raised there was Outlook Express comes free, not free, but embedded inside Windows. So when you purchase Windows XP, you have Outlook Express. I think technically it's a part of Internet Explorer, but anyway, it's their free email client, and Outlook is part of Office. Skylook is developed for Outlook only, because Outlook is there's a lot more you can do with it, and the big thing in software when you're developing around products, like we're actually taking a product and extending on it. They call that's called extensibility. And Outlook is much more extensible than Outlook Express.
Yeah.
And Outlook is actually designed to be extended upon, whereas Outlook Express, you can extend upon it, but you have to actually buy a separate piece to help you extend upon Outlook Express.
Right, so basically it's much more limiting for what you want to get from the program.
Exactly. You know, there's other Outlook toolbars like Skylook. You know, you have Plaxo, NewsGator, the LinkedIn toolbar for Outlook, because of Outlook's extensibility, and that's why we chose to develop Outlook on Outlook. And also, Outlook is very widely used. It's the business email client of choice. Also, a lot of home users and you know, a lot of academic users use Outlook as well.
So how long have you actually been working on Skylook now?
We formed... The parent company of Skylook is called Neutralia, which is also a play on words.
And what's the network website for that then?
The website for Neutralia is neutralia.com. Netralia. It's a play on the words Network Australia, being an Aussie.
Right.
So we formed Natralia, it was now about 10 months ago, and we've had Skylook took a couple of months to develop, so we've actually had Skylook around now for 6 to 7 months. I think it's over 7 months now, just trying to do it all in my head here. Yeah, so about 7 months we've had Skylook out there, and in that time we've had a couple of versions. That's available on skylook.biz. That's skylook.biz.
So, I think we already touched on this, but where did you get the actual idea for Skylook? Was it something you personally wanted yourself in your career, or was it something you saw a gap in the market which you could take advantage of?
Yeah, I guess it's a product that I wanted, and there was nothing out there that did, no one offering what Skylook offers. It's sort of funny, you know, we started developing Skylook, and around about, I think it was about maybe half a month before we were, so it was literally a couple of weeks before we launched the product, Skype actually announced an Outlook toolbar, that they were giving away for free. So we, at the time that was, you know, it was a big deal for us, but what we've done is we've extended the integration and all the features. There's a lot of premium features inside Skylook that you don't get with the Skype for Outlook toolbar, which our users come along to Skylook and want our product. Even though there's a free toolbar that links Outlook and Skype out there.
So there are quite a few features in Skylook, to say the least. And first of all, we have the answering machine facility, which Skype does offer, but they charge for that extra, don't they?
They do. If we want to get really technical, the Skylook answering machine is, you can think of it as a online answering machine. So I give you a call, James, and while you're online on Skype, and say you've walked away from your machine, Skylook will answer the call and actually create an MP3 recording of the message I leave on the Skylook answering machine for you and put that inside Outlook. And whereas the Skype answering machine works when you're actually offline, but it can also work while you're online. But to be really finicky, that's the key difference. What we actually did with Skylook is we have users that have the Skype answering machine. I think the term is Skype voicemail. And we actually integrate with that as well. So we complement the Skype service. What actually happens in Skylook is if you've been offline and you come back online, so you come in the morning and sign on, if someone's left you a mail using the Skype voicemail, Skylook will notify you of that, and you can actually play it back from inside Outlook. So we drop a new email item into your inbox informing you of the message that's there. And the cool thing is when you actually play it back, we can convert the file that Skype uses a proprietary audio format, and we can actually grab that audio and put that into MP3 inside your inbox as well. So we designed... We wanted to, complement the Skype voicemail and also offer our own answering machine system.
Do you think in the future you'll be using different ways of compressing other than just MP3?
Yeah, we're actually considering offering a configurable option inside Skylook so you can, MP3 is a great format for a lot of things, but being a podcaster yourself, it's a lossy format. There's lots of disadvantages with MP3. So in a future release, we would incorporate the ability to choose firstly the formats you want, the bit rates, all those sorts of things.
So quite extensive then, really.
Yeah, well, we do have a lot of our users are interested. The feedback is that the MP3 that Skylook does generate is very good, But you know, if you want to bring that into Audacity and start chopping it up and editing it and stuff like that, then you know, other formats are better for that sort of thing. So yeah, we would look at making it very configurable.
I mean, the way I actually came across your program was the facility of the voice recording, and I knew I wanted to do interviews over Skype because it's far easier than getting in my car and driving God knows where. So it's really advantageous for that, and we're actually, of course, recording now using Skylux, so which we probably ought to mention.
Yeah.
So what are the main exactly? What are the main differences between the licenses? Because you have basic, business, home, and academic.
Yeah, that's a good question. When you download Skylux and install it, all the advanced features active for you actually would give users a 14-day trial. So the when I say advanced features, we have a tiered model. So the business, there's a business version, a home version, an academic version if you purchase the product, and then after 14 days it goes into the basic version. The pricing for business is $49.95 US. In business, we have the ability to record the calls, obviously, archive the calls, like this call we're doing now, to MP3, straight into Outlook. Presence inside the Outlook. We create a toolbar which goes inside Outlook. So you have presence. And when I say presence, when I see you come online, James, in Skype, I also see you coming online inside Outlook, so I don't have to toggle between, you know, Outlook and Skype to see who's around, and you get all that stuff inside Outlook. So it's a, I guess, you know, it's a productivity booster, and just brings it all together. Also, in the business version, there's the answering machine, and that's a new feature. We've just released a new version of Skylux in beta, which is Skylux 1.5. And we're now offering the answering machine, which we're pretty proud of that. That's a new feature where you can leave an outgoing message and configure, you know, you can configure how long it Skype will ring for before Skylux will answer it. And you can do things like when your presence is set to off way or not available, it can record the calls automatically for you. Also, the voicemail to inbox feature, which is what we were talking about before. And a new feature, advanced dialing, where you can set a country code so you don't have to go into each number inside Outlook and change the country codes to international format.
Wow,
so that's business, and it's sort of a tiered model. First, home is $34.95, which includes the call recording to MP3, the presence inside Outlook, the answering machine, and the voicemail. So the only thing it doesn't include is the advanced dialing.
Right.
And we pretty much figured that was a business type feature. And then we have academic, which is $24.95, and that includes all the features except for the advanced dialing and the answering machine. And then of course in free, the free mode of Skylux offers the features it doesn't offer, that's probably the easy way to talk about it. Call recording to MP3, the Skype presence, the voicemail to inbox, advanced dialing, and answering machine. And we've modelled the basic version of Skylux to mimic the features offered in Skype's own Outlook toolbar.
So I think it's important to reiterate that for 14 days you actually get all the features to test out and trial for yourself before you're committed to anything.
Exactly. And when you do purchase Skylux, we don't charge extra for point releases, so all the people that purchased 1.0 will receive the new version 1.5, which we're going to be announcing officially. It's about 3 weeks away at the moment. And then all the people, it's actually got a little auto update notifier, so the minute we put that up on the website for public release, all the people that have purchased it will receive a little notification, and they can go and grab the new version and essentially upgrade.
Do you receive a lot of user feedback then?
Yeah, we do. We really love that. We encourage user feedback on the site. We you know, we think that, I mean, when I should probably talk a little bit about what we is. Skylook is myself and Paul Andrews. We're very into taking user feedback and building features into the product. And, you know, we've been the advanced dialing feature, that was a popular request. The answering machine, all these features we're building in there from user feedback. We've actually got a spreadsheet now with about 120 different ideas that users have sent in. And, you know, when we get the same idea from 10 different people, then we start to think, okay, that one makes sense to do. And, yeah, so, you know, go to our website and there's all our contact details on there. If you're running Skylook or if you download it and try it out, and yeah, definitely say good day to us over email and let us know what's good and what's not good and all that sort of stuff.
So do we have any other tidbits which you can tell us which you have for future versions? You already mentioned about different file conversions for compression, but is there anything else you have on the pipeline?
Yeah, there's you know, we've integrated with Outlook to a certain level. We think we've gone fairly deep. We can go deeper, of course. At the moment, we're focusing on getting the 1.5 release fully done. And we're actually looking at... we're developing some features around importing all your Skype contacts into Outlook. Well, we already offer that, but we're actually looking at... We're actually developing some features where you could have them synced up. So, you know, if I... someone changes their details on Skype, it would sync all that up with Outlook and keep it all together. And that actually goes in line with our motto of get it together. So yeah, there's lots of features also on our list that users have sent in that we're looking at doing. So much we can do bringing Outlook and Skype together. It's a term we call unified messaging. And then from there, we can look at incorporating support for other VoIP clients. So, you know, this Yahoo Messenger and Google Talk and all these VoIP clients now out there also. So, yeah, there's lots of different things we can do to make it even a better product.
So what other applications do you develop? Because you've actually got one as well called Waxmail.
Yes, Waxmail is a little app we've developed. It's the whole concept behind Waxmail is you're inside Outlook, and also this Waxmail developed for Outlook Express as well. And I want to send a mail and I can't be bothered typing, so I just start talking. With a click of the button, whether you're composing a new email or applying to an existing email, you can start talking, and Waxmail grabs your voice and compresses that to an MP3. Plonks it on as an attachment to the email, and then the person at the other end gets the mail, opens it up, and can play back the Waxmail message, and then go and install Waxmail on their machine, and then reply back to you. And we actually offer this Waxmail for free. You can download it from www.waxmail, that's waxmail.biz.
Excellent, so that's free, so something else for you to try.
Yeah, Waxmail is, I actually have a big rap for it. I'm not just trying to do the whole sales thing here, but I actually use Waxmail, usually in the afternoon, you know, when I just can't be bothered typing anymore, and, or if it's something short, or, you know, I want to do something, that requires voice, so I can, just send Waxmails backwards and forwards. And we actually talk on Waxmail with some of our Skylook customers or people that have downloaded Waxmail, send us a Waxmail and tell us, you know, about the product, and it's cool to hear all the different accents and, you know, people's voices and all that sort of stuff.
I bet it is, actually. It's always nice to know you've got a global community as well rather than just a national-specific one.
Yeah, well, that's right. When we started with Skylook, you know, Skype reaches every corner of the globe. It truly is... Well, in my mind, one of the most global pieces of software being used out there on the net. So I guess Waxmail follows that whole mantra.
Well, exactly. I mean, Skype, I'm looking at the users online now, and it's got 4,566,000. And I remember when I first joined Skype, it must have been about 8 months ago, there was about 2 million. So it's definitely a program that's really taking people's imagination that they can make these phone calls over the world free of charge.
Yeah, it's really, you know, it's mind-boggling. I was reading a post on Skype Journal, which is a, for those that don't, haven't been there before, it's skypejournal.com. And yeah, they wrote a piece, I think it was about a fortnight ago, when the Skype users hit 5 million for the first time. And I can't remember the exact details, but the gist of the piece on there was it took Skype, they hit 1 million users in the first year, and then 12 months from when they hit 1 million, it took them 12 months to hit 5 million in the second year. So who knows where it's going to be in another 12 months.
Exactly. And with you tying up with it, it's good for you as well.
Yeah, well, that's right. You know, when I first started using Skype, probably about the same time you did, or maybe it was 12 months ago now, I can't remember, it really wasn't widely used in Australia at all. And now, you know, we have, you know, either Skylet customers from Australia or people getting in touch. You're finding now, you know, a lot of people have a Skype account and they're using it to talk, which is great.
I think the thing I found about Skype, it's probably made me a little bit more lazy, and this is where something like your wax mail actually comes in to help, because I actually get fed up with typing to people, be it on MSN or Yahoo or AIM. It's just the fact I can put my headset on and talk to somebody properly. Because when you're typing something, it's not always clear of how you're trying to put the sentence. Are you trying to put it in a happy way or a sad way or in an angry way? Unless you use smileys every 5 seconds, you can't really portray that unless you're actually using a headset. So something like wax mail really gets across how emotionally you're trying to get the conversation across.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think 2006 is going to be a very interesting year. You know, a lot of people talking about Web 2.0 and you know, the next revolution in the dot-com era. I think a big part of that is voice. A lot of people now have broadband. It's going crazy in Australia. The percentage of households now that have broadband is just growing and growing. So yeah, all these different voice technologies are all within the possibilities for people that want to, you know, were previously limited to email. Now you can do all these other things using voice.
Well, I think that about wraps it up. Thank you for taking part in this interview. If you want to find out more, as said, please visit their website at www.skylook.biz. Thank you, Jeremy, for your time.
Thanks very much, James.
Thank you for listening to my first show. This is James Woodcock from jameswoodcock.co.uk. Hoping you will visit the site again soon.